Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe we're already into June, June 6th and 7th. We had a somewhat of a rainy week this week, and for my running friends who listen to this on Saturday, if you're listening to it on June 6th, it's not too late to get over to Northeast Delta Dental, and we have the world-famous Over the River and Through the Woods, which is one of the races of the Capital Era Race Series. We start right at One Delta. We go through the Root Canal, circle around Two Delta, and then the so-called Over the River and Bridge, we're running over Route 93, and then we get into the Forest Society, and then we come back out. And it finishes up back at Northeast Delta Dental. So it's part of the Capital Era Race Series. So still time, even if you're not part of the series, to get over if you're listening to this on Saturday, June 6th. Next week's show, we will be talking about the Mount Washington Road Race with Howie Wamish. And Howie is the race director for the Mount Washington Road Race. Actually, it's now called the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. That's part of our deal with them, and we've been the major sponsor for several years. It actually began when Bob Teschek from Grand State Racing Services contacted me when Cigna pulled out about 12 years ago at the last minute, and this was before I was really into running. So I said, I'll give it a shot, and it has certainly segued into a great partnership with the Auto Road. And so the so-called Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race is part of our retail strategy of getting the word out that of the importance of oral health. Last week's show, we had Bobby Steven on, and people didn't realize what quite an accomplished athlete he was. He was pretty nearly an Olympic-level boxer. He's now the boxing commissioner. He regaled us with different stories, also of professional wrestling, some of these names like Haystack, Calhoun, and so forth. But the boxing commissioner in New Hampshire is also responsible for professional wrestling, of all things. And even though, of course, that's an exhibition, those guys do have to be pretty good athletes the way they're tossed around. But Bobby's real purpose was to talk about education and his various events, such as Fight to Educate and his dinner event where he raises scholarship funds. And the older I get, the more important I see education is the key to everything. And if you're in a population where maybe you don't have the financial resources, scholarships makes the difference between you going to school and perhaps not going to school. And if you're educated, you can close the opportunity gap. So Bobby Steven did an absolutely fantastic job there. And on my real job, the Northeast Delta Dental, the Affordable Care Act, going well for us. We have thousands of subscribers on healthcare.gov in New Hampshire, as well as our private exchange, Delta Dental, CoversMe.com. And if you want to know more details about that, just go down to Gibson's and buy the book that I co-authored with Dave Cowens called There Are No Do-Overs, and that'll give all the secrets of Northeast Delta Dental strategy, because we are a transparent company, so you can certainly understand why we do the things that we do if you read the book. Now, this show gives me a great opportunity to feature community partners like the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, like the Red Cross, but also to introduce perhaps some new concepts and new organizations, new companies in the area. And I'd like to reintroduce Max Pujanic, who is the CEO of ConvenientMD. And Max first appeared with me back in February of this year, really introducing what the concept of urgent care is, and particularly ConvenientMD. And we ended that show with so many additional questions, and we got a lot of great feedback that I wanted to have Max back. So Max, thank you for joining me on this June 6th or 7th. It seems like yesterday when we did the first show, but that was back in February.
Time flies when you're having fun. I really enjoyed speaking with you then. I'm excited to be back now. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for being here. I'm sure you have better things to do on your weekends.
I can't think of anything.
Than to be with Tom Raffio. But in any event, I think it's important, though, that before we get into specifically The organizations that, you know, that you have, you know, you have several of these convenient MDs located everywhere in southern New Hampshire and so forth. But why don't you just talk about conceptually the concept of urgent care and how it evolved, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, so it's interesting that urgent care has really evolved over the last 30 years in different parts of the country because of the fact that primary care panels have gotten larger. So primary care doctors today have to manage a lot more patients in their panel than they used to. And to do that, they're not as available when people need to get in to be seen right away. And also their scope of care is narrowed. So whereas primary care doctors used to do a lot more things like suture, like even deliver babies in a lot of cases, now their scope's a lot more narrow. They're really focused on keeping people healthy, people that have chronic conditions. And so when someone, because their panel's bigger, someone has a breaks their arm, they cut their finger, they end up going to the emergency room. And or often if their primary care doctor's closed and they can't get in to see their doctor, they end up going to the emergency room. So emergency rooms have ended up catching a lot more people than they used to. The emergency room volume is about 40% higher than it was 15 years ago. And this is, you know, nobody likes going to the emergency department. It's not a fun place to go hang out. It's very expensive. And so what we've tried to do is create a solution for people that's much more convenient. It's a nice place to go with friendly people that are overqualified for most of the things that walk in the door. That can see simple things like a cough or a cold, complicated things like broken bones, patients that are dehydrated that need to be on an IV, a variety of things that otherwise would end up the emergency department, and now have a high quality, convenient, low cost alternative.
So really, you're acting as an extension to primary care, as a substitute for people just jumping into the emergency room.
That's right. So we pick up where primary care leaves off. We don't replace primary care. Every patient, everybody should have a primary care provider. So if anybody's listening to this show right now and doesn't have a primary care provider, we highly recommend that you go find one. Give us a call. We'll help connect you. We know primary care providers in the community that have availability. We'll get you hooked up with someone that you can see every year for that annual physical. When you're sick, call your primary care provider first. But if you can't get in to see your primary care provider, or if you have something that's beyond the scope of care of what your primary care provider could handle, that's a good time to call.
So you hooked up electronically with all the primary care physicians. So for example, if I came in either via an appointment or just dropped in because I have a bee bite or something, like sting or something like that, you would update the primary care physician?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's really important. And so, you know, the interesting thing, you said two really interesting things there. One is, are we connected with the primary care providers and providing them with that update? And the answer is absolutely yes. Every day, every time after a patient walks into to our facility, unless this patient specifically asks us not to follow up with their primary care provider, the primary care provider is always going to get the note within usually 24 hours, if not within 48 hours, detailing the visit, what we saw the patient for. Very, very often, we're also going to pick up the phone and call that person, that primary care provider, especially if it's a higher acuity issue, if a patient is going to end up in the emergency, in the hospital for some reason, or we're concerned about that patient after they leave our facility. We're going to call that primary care provider, so they hear from us a lot. The other thing you said that was interesting is about how the records transferred. So we actually fax the records most of the time, because the interesting thing about medical records is, it's great now we all have electronic medical records. We're virtually paperless. But unfortunately, the EMR systems, electronic medical record systems, don't communicate with each other very well. And so most hospitals, primary care groups in the state have different electronic medical record systems. And there's really not a great way for those to interact. But technology is improving, and I hope within the next 5 years we're going to get to a point where all of our records are much more easily shared.
That's great. I mean, to become truly paperless and totally connected. It's like our corporate boardroom has now become paperless, but it took a long time, so I can't imagine what it is with medical records. I want to circle back to your relationship with hospitals, your relationships with insurance companies, and maybe even talk about the public exchanges. But before we do, I want to now talk specifically about convenient MD and your locations and how you might differentiate yourself from other urgent care facilities.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. Well, so we have today we have six facilities open in New Hampshire. We're a local New Hampshire company. Our first facility opened in Windham, New Hampshire. Today we're also open in Merrimack, New Hampshire. We're opened in Bedford, New Hampshire. We're opened in Concord. We're opened in Exeter. And we're opened in Dover. Over the next several months, by the end of the year, we'll be open in Portsmouth, Nashua, and Keene as well. And in terms of, you know, KIMI and MD, how we differentiate from other urgent care centers is that we have an exceptionally qualified clinical team, always a physician on staff, always an RN on staff, capable of treating a very broad scope of issues. We are very, very convenient. All our facilities are open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. On average, patients are going to be in and out in under an hour, so it's you just walk right in, you get seen, and you're on your way, even for complicated issues. And we're the most cost-effective option for patients of any urgent care center, or even most primary care centers in the state. We bill like a primary care office, so it's just an office visit copay and highly cost effective.
All right, three questions before the first commercial break. Your Concord location is located where?
At 8 Loudon Road.
8 Loudon Road, very good. And then overall, if the listening audience is much broader than the Concord area, so if I'm in southern New Hampshire, is there one 800 number they can call or a website?
Yeah, the best thing to do is go to our website, which is convenientmd.com, and go to our locations tab and look for the facility closest to you. But, you know, if you live in the Lakes region south and Rochester south in New Hampshire, you're going to be within a short drive of one of our facilities.
And the third quick question is, insurance covers this, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Because we're a very cost-effective options, insurance companies are very happy to have us in network. So we're in network with virtually everybody. And again, for most patients, it's just a primary care copay.
Super. All right, we'll be back with Max Poyanik, who is the CEO of Convenient MD. After commercial break, please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental on this June 6th and 7th. And again, for my running friends, if you're listening to this, there's still time to go down to Northeast Delta Dental, 1 Delta Drive, to run in the Over the River and Through the Woods, which is one of the several races that comprise the Capillaire Race Series. But you don't have to be in the series to run it, and it raises money for the SPCA. So I want to get right back to my guest, Max Poyanik, who is the CEO of Convenient MD. And I know, Max, your Concord location was opened in September 2013, correct?
Correct,
and,
yeah.
So it must be thriving at 8 Loudon Road. So tell us how it's staffed and how you get you alluded to the fact that you actually have, and it's obvious, you have physicians on staff. So how does that all come about?
Absolutely, yeah, thanks. So we're staffed, and yeah, our Concord facility is very busy, and I'd encourage anybody that's listening who hasn't been to Convenient MD yet to go on to Google and look at Convenient MD and check out the feedback that we've gotten online there. It's really, really impressive and makes me feel great whenever I go look at that. But in terms of our staffing model, so we're staffed. We always have a physician, which is typically an most of our physicians that have joined us are physicians that have previously worked. They've worked their career in emergency departments, and they're usually right in that local community, and they are looking for a little bit better lifestyle, avoid those night shifts. And it works out great for us because they're highly qualified physicians in a way, this is almost like semi-retirement for them. They've seen it all. And now by working and coming out of the emergency department and working at Convenient MD Urgent Care, it's a little bit lower acuity, less stressful, and we have a really fun atmosphere. So it's a nice place for them to come to work every day. So we always have a physician. We have an RN, which is really important because a lot of urgent care centers in New Hampshire don't have either a physician or an RN. And I got to tell you, as much as physicians are important, those nurses are really exceptionally important as well. You know, that our physicians always tell me, gee, if I had a a child walk in that was dehydrated, and I don't have a nurse here, I can't keep that patient here on an IV. I got to send him to the emergency department. So really, by having those RNs, it really helps us minimize our emergency room transfer.
So it's a good team approach.
Great team approach. We've got an X-ray technologist who is going to be there, helping with lab, helping with X-ray, and then we also have an advanced practitioner, which is either a physician's assistant or a nurse practitioner, as well as a medical assistant.
And this whole medical team of all of your locations, it's led by Dr. Jeff Colling, who is the Mass General Hospital Director of Urgent Care, and he's Harvard trained. So how did you land Jeff on this?
We were so fortunate to work with Jeff. Dr. Collins, as you mentioned, he's probably one of the two or three most well-known physicians nationally in the specialty. He led the urgent care for Mass General for a long time, created the curriculum around urgent care for Harvard Medical Schools, taught there for a long time, Harvard trained. He actually was very influential in writing the JACO standards for healthcare, for urgent care, which is kind
of
a big deal.
You might want to explain what JACO is.
Basically, it's rules about how you do things in healthcare. What's the right way to ensure that you're using best practices?
Best practices and standards.
Yeah, best practices and standards. And so he was helped create those standards specifically for urgent care. So anyway, so Jeff was excited after spending his career at MGH and Harvard, wanted to do something that he could really help craft and create from scratch. And so a lot of the, from a clinical perspective, developing Camille and MD with the standard that we have is really, largely due to his hard work and what he could think of as the absolute best model for urgent care. And so we're grateful to have him leading the team.
And we'll get back into that. It's the highest quality at a lower cost. But before we go too far along, why don't you give us the contact information again, and then I want to talk about insurance companies.
Sure. So our Concord facility is located at 8 Loudon Road. That's right next to Buffalo Wild Wings, across from the Everett Arena on Loudon Road. And
your website?
The website is www.convenientmd.com. And our phone number is 603-226-9000. That's 603-226-9000. And the great thing about Convenient MD is you don't need an appointment. You certainly feel free to give us a jingle, but just come on over. No appointments needed. You don't need to call first. We take virtually all insurances. So if you're not feeling well, if you need immediate care, just walk right in the door.
Okay, so you mentioned insurance. So putting aside Northeast Delta Dental, which is the best dental insurance company, typically when I'm switching to medical, in New Hampshire, you would either have Harvard Pilgrim.
By the way, we have Delta Dental
I know
as
you
insurance
do.
As well, so we think it's great. So.
Thank you. We try to make it seamless. And we have a brand new program which we've been promoting called Health Through Oral Wellness, which is an evidence-based dentist program so that if you need three cleanings a year, if you're registered through Health Through Oral Wellness, and that's the sign that you see at the Fisher Cats Stadium, and the Delta Dental dentist is registered, you may, based on your score, you actually may need a third or fourth cleaning a year, and we would cover it. So it's really, really cool. So
yep.
This conversation we're having, I'm really into, because I'm into it on the oral health side. But back to medical, of course, can't have good overall health without good oral health. But that being said, in medical, most residents in New Hampshire will probably have Anthem, Harvard Pilgrim, maybe Cigna, and there's a couple others. So do you interface with all those carriers?
Absolutely. We work very closely with the carriers, and we have great relationships with the insurance companies. We're lucky in New Hampshire that the insurance companies are very involved in the community, and we think we have a great menu of options here for New Hampshire residents. But the good news is we're a low cost provider here, so we provide great quality care at a low cost, and the insurance companies are happy with that. So we work very closely with them for most insurance, with most insurance plans. It really varies. Even within a certain company, there's a lot of different plan designs, so it gets a little tricky. But basically, with Harvard Pilgrim, it's always a primary care copay. with Anthem Blue Cross. It depends on your plan. It's going to be office visit, specialist. Usually, depending on the plan, it's either the same as your primary care provider or it's a specialist. And with other plans, it varies. With Cigna, it's usually a urgent care copay. But to give you a dollar number, typically when patients walk in and pay their copay, CommuneMD, if it's a commercial plan, not a municipal plan, and you're typically looking anywhere at $25 to at the high end $50. I personally have never seen a copay above $50 while I've been sitting up front.
So if I have purchased my medical insurance through the publicexchangehealthcare.gov, probably it's either Anthem or Harvard Pilgrim. So I'm assuming the same interface would occur.
Sure, that's right. And yeah, with we are either cover all of the exchange plans or will shortly be. Sometimes, there's some new companies that have come onto New Hampshire recently. And so even if you're trying as hard as you can, it sometimes takes a little while to get those contracts. But virtually all insurances are accepted.
Yeah, in the first year of the exchange, only Anthem and Delta Dental are on, right. But now there are several.
A few more, yep.
So I'm assuming since you are high quality and lower cost that insurance companies would love to, if you will, steer patients to you as opposed to the emergency room. So how do you make that cost differential and keep the quality high? Because I'm assuming that Dr. Collins keeps the quality really high, yet you've been able to lower the cost and make it more cost effective in an emergency room.
So
what's the secret sauce?
It's a great question. And so as an organization, we work really hard to be very, very efficient. We try to compromise on all the administrative side, and we certainly don't compromise at all on the clinical side. So virtually all of our team members are patient-facing. We have about more than 160 team members today at ConvenientMD, and I think we have maybe eight team members in our corporate office. So virtually everybody on the team is treating patients. In a lot of other more traditional healthcare environments, you have a lot more admin, you have a lot more other people involved that are not involved in that patient experience. And so we've done everything we can to really just focus on that patient experience.
So your model really should be a role model for all of healthcare, because obviously in the United States, obviously, whatever it is, 17% of GNP is healthcare, and yet our quality outcomes compared to countries that spend a lot less aren't necessarily at the top of the line. So where did you learn this model?
Great question. So we my partner, my business partner, Gareth, and I were really interested in urgent care, specifically because it improves quality, improves access, and reduce costs. And that's really hard to do in healthcare, as you've pointed out. And because we were so excited about it, we spent about 2 years traveling around the country, visiting virtually every urgent care center we could find. We visited more than 100 urgent care groups, really tried to learn a lot about what they're doing. And then along the way, we found a few groups that we were just extremely impressed by. And so since that time, we've tried to emulate those groups and even improve on some of the things that we saw when we were doing a national
I have to commend you, because, I mean, what you did was benchmark best practices across the United States, brought it to New Hampshire. So you must have had to have patience, and it probably cost a little bit to do it right?
Absolutely. This, I got to tell you, doing what we do is not easy, and we love doing it, and we're passionate about it. You see there's more and more urgent care centers opening up. The people that are involved here, are passionate about healthcare, where we want to change healthcare and make it better. This is a let's work really hard. It's very expensive to open these facilities to make it work kind of a situation.
But you're doing it right, because normally you talked about price, access, and quality, and you have lower price, good access with several locations, and obviously high quality. I'm prone to say usually you only can get two out of those three, but you've been managed and you get three, so I congratulate you.
Thank you again,
your contact information?
In Concord, we're at 8 Loudon Road, right next to Buffalo Wild Wings. Phone number 603-226-9000. walk in anytime. And we have urgent care centers also located in Bedford, New Hampshire, in Merrimack, New Hampshire, in Windham, New Hampshire, in Exeter, and in Dover, currently open.
And your website?
www.convenientmd.com.
Thank you, Max. Max Poyanek, CEO of ConvenientMD. We'll have to have you on again. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Dental Radio.